The most important things we want to bring to your attention and to many others, there is the beginning, and there was the beginning, and there is always the beginning of change. The change here often frightens people, and fear makes you say, oh, I have to stay in this spot or this place. And we say that in your mind. You're not willing to see the other sides of people. And it is that through centuries of time that each soul has chosen a side to look at. Know, though, that I must remind many humans that as you come into this lifetime, you did choose the genetic code. You did choose your parents. Or you go, oh, why did I choose them? He is orange or purple or black or green or any color of the rainbow. And child, you did so that you might have that experience, that understanding of that culture and that way. If you would look at this more, if humans would see that you have chosen this to learn. It is not a hard lesson. It is to be enjoyed and to have laughter and love. To love who you are first is what is necessary to change the rest of the story. Many humans say, oh, I wish I had not been born brown or green or purple or any color. Or they'll say to themselves, I must be better because I'm a different color. Or I don't like other colors because I must be this way in order to be better. But in reality, you each chose this. And isn't it marvelous that you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, look what beauty I am. Look at the beauty of who I am. And think about how smart you are. You see, the sad thing is that through the clays of time, people have decided that they had to be better instead of being proud of just their color, their shine, their light, their aura, the patterns they put out. If everyone would stop and look at their aura, that is the energy pattern you have around you, you would see that you are all different colors, all combined into one soul, working your way through this lifetime. And it is a beautiful colors. They are so many colors. None are negative, child. Do we say the earth is negative because it is brown and green and many colors from the flowers and such? No. And when we are out in space, earth looks beautiful. And why, oh, why would you want to say you're not beautiful when you are every color there is? I want souls to think about this so deeply, to see that the beauty is who you are, not in your skin color, but in the aura, the energy pattern you put out. It is sad when we see people not respecting the other person's energy. Now, child, I didn't say everyone was perfect, for perfection means you are not here. So, you are here for a reason, and it is to honor who you are. And each of you love yourself, then you can love your neighbor and not see the colors as a negative, but as a positive. So would it not be fun if we would say, oh, I see your aura is silver today. What high thoughts have you been thinking? Do you see what I'm saying, child? Would it not be joy and laughter? Truly, all are blessed with the opportunity to shine. And if we would respect that opportunities, we would grow and become truly one in the spirit. Our blessings.